Online, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. Once again, we are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And we've got a jam-packed lineup of guests for you today. You can call in live with your questions at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Check them out online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call at 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. Thrilled to be joined by Marnie Swedberg, who is really an expert on success principles about maximizing productivity while reducing stress. Certainly very important things that all professionals, all business owners need to know a thing or two about. Marnie, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Hey, great to be here, Shalom. Nice to be here, everybody.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to have you on here in Chicago. Marnie, this is an important topic, productivity. Time management is something that many of our listeners call in and struggle with. And I'm wondering, I know you've written a lot on the subject. Is there one tip that you think, that you learned, that you think sort of has changed how you work productively and that you would want our listeners to take back with them to the workplace this week?
Yeah, I think I'd like to share the prioritization calculator because it's just three words and it really helps you to put things into perspective when you have many different things that are important but you don't know exactly which way to shoot your energy and your resources.
Absolutely. Well, I know our listeners would love to hear, and I know you've managed to share these tips with one of your topics have been the kitchen shortcuts, how to save time and money and minutes that you have. But let's talk about those productivity tips. What have you learned? What can you share with our listeners?
Okay, so let's give you the prioritization calculator. So there's just three words. So the first word is results. So you're going to think about what kind of results you're going to get from whatever it is you're thinking about doing. And then you're going to divide the results divided by investment is going to equal your priority. So those things that are going to give you the most results for the least investment, that's going to be your priority to do. You know, and you guys can four block them or you can do however, but I've just found this little calculator to be really helpful, something that I can just carry in my head and instantly I can make a decision between otherwise, you know, pretty much apples to apples projects that I need to do or things that I need to do next. So results divided by investment equals priority.
That's great. And we've all read those comments online about business development, that often most of the business is coming from a small number of those referral sources. But it sounds like with time management as well, that's an important tip. So Marnie, once again, we're chatting with Marnie Swedberg. You're the author of 13 books. You manage a family restaurant retail store. You host your own radio show and you do media and speaking appearances. Are there enough hours in the day? Tell us a little bit about what inspires you and why you do everything that you do.
Oh, so I like to tell people that we're going to spend about 2.5 hours in a lifetime. You'll spend about 2.5 hours driving a car, about 5 years waiting, about 6 years eating, 23 years in bed, 3.5 years in the bathroom, opening your hard mail, your paper mail, let alone your email and all that kind of stuff. So you've got all kinds of stuff going on in your world, just all of these things that require your time and investment. And, you know, everybody's busy. I always say everybody's busy. But the people who are actually accomplishing things and getting things done have a focused kind of busy. Instead of just being busy, 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 they're actually saying, where is my time? Where are my resources going to be best invested? It goes back to that prioritization calculator. Results divided by investments equal your priority. And so, you know, that I just get up every day and do the day, do what needs to be done during the day, and use that calculation to figure out what that would be.
Marnie, I want to dig a little bit deeper. You do whatever it takes, and that's certainly an important tip that I think a lot of people in this day and age need to appreciate, that motivation piece. But let's go a little bit deeper. It sounds like, I hear the passion in your voice, it sounds like you really love what you do, and I can't imagine it would be possible to do all that you do, squeeze all of those many hats that you wear into a 24-hour day if you didn't enjoy it. Again, why do you do what you do? What motivates you? What drives you?
Well, first of all, I believe that each of us is created completely uniquely. Shalom, there's nobody just like you. There's nobody just like me. And every listener, there's nobody just like you. You are completely unique. And so I always say, when God strung together your 3 billion base pair of DNA, he did it in a particular way. Because there's work for you to do that only you can do the way that you would do it. And so then the question is, what is it that you love to do? What is it that you're designed to do? It'd be like, you know, if you're trying to be a bicycle, but you were built to be, you know, a rocket ship or, you know, a gondola, it's not going to work. You know, you could be adequate at it, but you're never going to be good at it because you're not doing what you were created to do. So I think the first thing is to identify, why are you here? And for me, I am here to mentor millions of women. That's what I do. I just live out loud. I do. I juggle a lot of balls. It's my life. This is the life I have. And I think the reason that I have it is because I really can relate to almost every woman on the planet, as far as, you know, we've homeschooled our kids, have these different things going on. And so no matter where she is, I can really relate to some part of her life. And so I believe that for me, it makes perfect sense for me to be doing this and to be doing it in a joyful way that, you know, not too much. From time to time, it's too much. It'd be like any new mom saying, you know, it's too much. I'm not getting sleep at night because of this new baby. You know, seasons that are too much. But they pass, and then you're back into a more reasonable season.
Well, Marnie, you're a successful business owner, successful coach, a successful professional. I know you have a lot to share with the millions of women that you are influencing, which is great. But I know you've also gone through what I would just summarize and define as tough times. I know that you've had some challenges in your life as well. It's not always been all good and fine. And I know you, a frequent question that you hear and we chatted a little bit about is, how do you stay motivated through the tough times? And that's something that business owners often ask me, is that when you lose a customer, when something happens in the business, some people, you know, they get a little bit disenchanted and they just want to throw in the towel. What advice do you have for them?
Well, I did this program, Shalom, called the ABCs of Success. And what I did is I studied people who had reached the top tiers of success, either as Olympians, as presidents and CEOs. And one of the things that comes away is that a person who is really achieving the highest level of success available to them in their sphere and their field has got something they do that's called assess and assign value. That's the A of the ABCs. Assess and assign value. And so we're all just thinking right now, you know, recently here, just the Olympic gymnastic team has been finalized, and Gabby Douglas is an excellent example of this. So in order for her to become an Olympic gymnast, she had to really put up with a lot of pain. She has to all the time push herself really hard. She goes through injuries. She pushes through things that the rest of us would just like say, forget it, I'm not doing that. But for her, she's assessed that that is necessary for her to achieve her goals. And so she's assigned it a different value than maybe you or I would assign that. So she assigned it the value at, I'm going to quote her, the tough days are the best days.
The hardest
days are the days where champions are made.
Well, yeah, Marnie, you're absolutely correct that I think what I've seen from successful professionals is that they learn from those experiences. And I absolutely love the advice that you shared with our listeners about the ABCs, about assessing and assigning value. And I think that that is the key to success, both on the good days and the bad days. But Marnie, we are running out of time, and I want to make sure our listeners can read a little bit more about you, because you truly are an inspiration, and I know you have a lot more to share, and you have a lot of information up on your website. Marnie Swedberg, do you mind sharing some contact information and website information with our listeners?
Yeah, the best way to get a hold of me is just at my site. It's my name, Marnie, MARNIE.com, and everything you need is over there.
Marnie.com, and again, you've published many books. You are a successful business professional, and we certainly appreciate your time here on Get Down to Business. We'd love to check back in with you again in a future week, but the ABC's success, assessing and assigning value, certainly very, very true, very impactful and influential. Thank you, Marnie. After the break, we're going to be chatting with Linda Collins about the North Shore Senior Center and some of the work that they're doing. Fantastic work, might I add. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Chicago, don't touch that dial. Lots more after the break. Back on the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We're powered by Tandem HR. Find out more about them at TandemHR.com. Thrilled to be joined here in studio by Linda Collins of the North Shore Senior Center, celebrating 60 years this year. Linda, thank you so much for joining us here
sure.
in studio.
Thank you, Shalom. Very happy to talk about North Shore Senior Center anytime. So yes, as you said, we are celebrating 60 years, established in 1956. So it's very exciting.
Lots of years of doing fantastic work, and you are one of those hidden secrets of the North Shore, tucked a little bit off the highway, but I recently toured, visited, and just amazing all that's packed into one beautiful building.
Yes.
And I know you're focusing on a few services that I think our listeners need to know about, because we all have family members, we all have neighbors, and as I said, hidden secrets. So tell us a little bit about Care Options and some of the work that you're doing on the North Shore.
Sure, thanks. So Care Options is one of the programs offered by North Shore Senior Center, and we provide care management, and we use a client-centered approach to caring for older adults. So we have a staff of social workers and a nurse, and basically what we do is we provide families with answers at a time of uncertainty. So when questions arise, such as, you know, does my parent need assistance with certain activities? Are they managing okay with shopping, cooking, cleaning, things like that? Could they benefit from home care services? Or do they need transportation to medical appointments?
Sure.
Do they need someone to be present during a medical appointment to make sure that things are communicated to the doctor and that any instructions for home care are followed through with?
That's great. Linda, one of the things that I hear from professionals all the time are how taking care of their family members, their loved ones, their parents, it's stressful and it's all consuming. And often when I walk into somebody's office, I see stacks of bills on a desk, but it's not bills from the office, it's bills that they are taking care of. Is that something that your program, Care Options, at the North Shore Senior Center helps provide some assistance with?
Yes, sure, absolutely. We do have a daily money manager on staff, and so we can absolutely help with that. We can help with, you know, sorting through mail, paying bills, you know, making sure income tax papers are organized and that income taxes are filed and that property taxes are paid on time, things like that.
That's great. And at the North Shore Senior Center, I know it's bricks and mortar, but so much more than that. You've got a great team in place at Care Options. But tell us a little bit about what takes place in the, in the four walls of the Senior Center. I walked in and I saw a hustle bustle of activities. What does the average day look like?
So it is. There's actually about 200 to 300 people come through on any given day. So it's 1,000 to 1,500 per week. And so we have so many things going on. We have our lifelong learning program. And just, for example, last week they had a day trip where they went out and toured Rick Bayless's garden at his home in Chicago, and followed by a lunch at an area restaurant. So that was really fun. They've had a series of lectures this summer on American originals, such as Henry Fonda, Jimmy Stewart, Mark Twain. We have a fitness center on site at the campus. We have an art studio, a computer lab. We have, trying to think of what else we have. You know, just a lot of things going on any given morning or afternoon.
And it's beyond the Senior Center in Northfield. You also have satellite locations in other local communities.
We do, actually. We have offices in Evanston and in Niles. And then we also have staff at other senior centers, such as in Glenview, Northbrook, and Park Ridge. We have staff at some senior housing sites in the area and also at some area hospitals.
Wow. Wow, that's fantastic. And I want to go back to the programming, because when I walked in on, I think it was a Friday, there was a there was hustle bustle. There were speakers there, and it was not, if I walked in and I didn't see the sign on the door saying it was a senior center, I would have thought this was a business center as well, because there were lectures on fascinating topics, which I found very, very interesting. And that's something that I think our listeners should know about, because I say this on Get Down to Business all the time. Getting involved, being a part of community is so important. There are many volunteer opportunities for professionals as well. Tell us a little bit about how the Senior Center operates, how Care Options operates. How are you funded, and how are you run? I know you've got staff, but you rely on volunteers a lot too, I believe.
We sure do. There is a volunteer department, and so, you know, anyone can really come in of any age. Like you said, there are people there of all ages, you know, whether participating in programs or not. Anyone can become a member. You can live anywhere and be a member. You can come in and talk to our volunteer coordinator, let them know what your skills are, and they can try to match you, you know, with some of the needs that we have at the center. And as far as funding, we are independent, you know, it's an independent organization. So we do get fees from our membership fees, from our program and service fees, but also from individual donations and family foundations, grants, you know, and of course, you know, state of Illinois funds some of our social service programs. So that's been a bit of a challenge lately.
Yeah, there's a little rumor out there that money's a little tight.
A little bit.
That's great. And I know you also have an annual fundraising gala, which is, I believe, on the calendar coming up over the next few months.
We do. Coming up very soon. It's September 17th, and it's at the center in Northfield. And the theme is Return to the Realm. So it's kind of along the lines of a Renaissance fair theme. And it's really fun. It's usually a very fun evening. They're raffling off a Jeep Wrangler. There'll be a silent auction, a wonderful sit-down dinner. So, yeah, it's really a really nice evening.
That's fantastic, and obviously I encourage our listeners to attend the gala, but also to get involved in any way. I know it's not just about the money. It's also about, you need volunteers, you need the support from the community, and frankly, you need the awareness as well, because as many people, you are servicing hundreds of people a day, there's a lot of people that don't yet know about the fantastic work of the North Shore Senior Center. Once again, we're chatting with Linda Collins, Care Options at the North Shore Senior Center, providing many resources, including helping families, including many of the professionals that listen to Get Down to Business, with care for their loved ones. Certainly very, very important. And I know you have a staff of nurses as well that are sort of acting as case managers. So tell us a little bit about the intake process. If one of our listeners calls your office tomorrow, how does that process look?
Right. So we would talk with them on the phone first, kind of get a sense of what, you know, what challenges they're facing. And, you know, at that point, if we feel like there may be some ways that we can be of assistance, we would then invite them in for a no-cost consultation. So we would then sit down with them face-to-face, spend an hour, you know, talking with them. And again, just getting a little better sense of the picture and some of the challenges they're facing, some of the goals they might have. And then we can determine, you know, yeah, we can, you know, be of assistance. Usually we can. And so at that point, you know, families could engage us. And as you said, we do have a nurse as one of our care managers. And so if there are some medically challenging issues, then we might assign that particular family to our nurse as the care manager.
Well, it certainly sounds like your team knows of a lot of resources locally, both that can be provided at the North Shore Senior Center, but also beyond as well. So, Linda, what's your story? How did you get involved?
Well, I actually have been working with seniors for a while. I was working with seniors before I came to North Shore Senior Center, but it was kind of a series of circumstances. Anyway, it really had to do with my sister working there. She clued me in on a job that was available, and so, you know,
well,
through
you're
that.
Very passionate yes. on the subject, and I know that's contagious, and I do hope that our listeners will step up, get involved in any way, whether it's attending the event coming up in September or certainly volunteering their services, volunteering their time. But it really is important that our listeners know about the resources tucked right off of the Edens Expressway in Northfield. So many people don't know about it, and it's very important. And it could actually save, we just talked about time management, so it could actually save our listeners some of their valuable time and stress as well. So,
exactly.
Linda, we are running out of time. I want to make sure our listeners find out more about how they can call and find out more about the work that
you're
doing.
Sure. Okay. And also, just to mention, too, we do have our Adult Day Services Program. House of Welcome is on our Northfield campus as well. Ah. So our website, our main website, is www.nssc.org. And our main phone number is 847-784-6000. And if people want to contact Care Options directly, it's 847-242-6270. And they can also get to our page on our website. If they go to the main website and click on our logo at the top of the page, they'll get to the Care Options website.
Fantastic. Well, Linda Collins, we appreciate your time and once again encourage our listeners to get involved in any way. Coming up after the break, we've got more tips, advice, and information for you. You won't want to miss it. We are going to be talking a little bit about marketing and exposure for businesses. Once again, you're listening to Get Down to Business. We're powered by Tandem HR. You can check Tandem HR out online, tandemhr.com. But after the headlines, we've got more tips, advice, and information for you. Is that other small businesses and entrepreneurs can discover from each other. And it is 2016, after all, and digital marketing matters for small businesses. Here to join me is Scott Catt, who has become an expert on the subject of digital marketing. So let me pose that question to you, Scott. Why does digital marketing matter to our small business listeners?
Well, Shalom, it's great to be with you. And I think to get right down to business, digital marketing matters because that's where customers are coming to buy products and also to research service providers and then book service providers. Ultimately, it's a matter of revenue, and we found that digital marketing is the new wave of being able to create sustainable revenue for your small and medium-sized business.
And Scott, a lot of our listeners are certainly believe in embracing digital marketing, maybe even doing some online advertising, and they hear all about social media. But there's a tool that you and I have discovered that is a little bit more direct than just social media and some of those things. Tell us a little bit about your company's story and why it's still relevant in 2016.
Yeah, no, that's a great question, Shalom. Obviously, we're Yellow Pages Digital, so we were when the App Store opened up back in 2007. We were the first company within the App Store with this Yellow Pages app. And now our story to everybody is to throw away the Yellow Pages book, the print book. We say get rid of it. We say throw it away, which is kind of counterintuitive when you think about our name. But what we've discovered is that social media is fantastic, but the buying power that comes behind something like search engine optimization, where you're constantly at the top of Google searches, outweighs social media by almost 300%. And so social media is a fantastic tool that we ought to use to be able to connect and engage with customers. But when it really comes down to sustainable business growth, we want to be looking in the direction of search engine optimization, pay-per-click campaigns, and then obviously your local listing searches, especially for you small businesses that are based in a local area. You want to be the first people or the first company that people find when they're looking for those local services.
So, Scott, Yellow Pages Direct, obviously, the name is a little confusing, I guess, because people associate Yellow Pages as a thing of the past, but you guys have actually been, obviously, familiar with the world of small businesses, the world of business for a long time, 30 years of experience with that customer focus, but you've learned from that experience and have adapted and innovated. Which is so important. So give us a little bit more about those numbers in terms of the searches that are taking place on your apps, which I believe are available on all of the different mobile platforms. Why is there a better close rate? Because bottom line, Scott, that's what businesses are looking for, aren't they?
Absolutely. Well, Yellow Pages, as confusing as it may sound, when it comes right down to it, people still trust the Yellow Pages brand because it's been around for so long. Like you said, we've been around for over 30 years, and we have the proprietary geolocal relevancy engine, being able to pinpoint the right customers with the right companies from a local angle. And we know that on our apps, we're getting millions of clicks, millions upon millions of clicks, and that's helping small businesses to be able to grow. And with our digital marketing services, which is a natural branch that we come into, we're able to take it outside of the app and then help you to succeed on not only the Yellow Pages app like we're talking about, but also on Google and Bing and Yahoo and some of those other places where we know that there's over 70 billion clicks a year that lead to somebody researching some sort of a product. And as we start to help you to convert on those clicks, then your bottom line revenue obviously increases, which is obviously what the show is all about and what our company is all about.
Well, billions of clicks, and that's a staggering number. But Scott, one of the things that, you know, no amount of advertising is a replacement for is the online reputation and positive reviews. And I know that you guys in the app have sort of embraced that as well and made sure that people's reviews are front and center in our minute remaining. Tell us a little bit about that process.
Absolutely, Shalom. And I'm glad you talked about that. There's nothing that will ever replace word-of-mouth advertising. But if we can take that word-of-mouth advertising, take it from one person to the next person and change that to one person to 50 people or one person to 100 people on social media sites or on review sites or whatever it may be, then we know that we're doing our job. And we've embraced that challenge, knowing that there are, you know, over 90% of customers using those positive reviews to influence their buying decisions. We've created an innovative product called SoBox that helps you to manage your positive reviews and take that data that's coming in and encourage people to participate in leaving positive reviews on your company so that you can maximize bottom line results.
That's fantastic. Scott, we are just about out of time, and certainly the education on Yellow Pages Direct, very, very, very helpful to our listeners, and we'll be sure to check back in with you. But in the meantime, how can people learn more about the work that you're doing, get in touch, and talk about how to take their business to the next level?
Absolutely, and we'd love to help you take your business to the next level. The first thing you can do is visit us on www.yellowpagesdigital.com. You can contact us directly from the website, or feel free to email me personally at scottcatt@ yellowpagesdigital.com, and I'd be happy to personally take your email and help you as a consultant to bring your company to that next level.
Fantastic. Scott Catt, Yellow Pages Direct, we appreciate your time after the break. Ken Dermer joins me to talk a little bit more about how to take businesses to the next level.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
A thing or two about the power of promotion. Thrilled to be joined by Ken Dermer, the boss man of Remrad Business Class Promotional Products. And Ken, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I'd love to just sort of jump right in and hear what's hot in the world of promotional products. You deal with a lot of small businesses, some on tight budgets, some spending a lot of money to get their brand out there. What's the latest and greatest now in 2016?
Well, you said what is the latest and greatest. Technology is what's really hot now. Things like power bars, flash drives, various cables and plugs, things that deal with your devices, whether it be your cell phone or your laptop or any other technological device, things that stay around that and keep your name in front of those people who are using it. But the more important thing you said is about the budget. And the key to any promotional product program is tying the item to your budget. So if you have a 50-cent budget, you're not going to be able to get power bars that are going to be effective. So You want to make sure that you tie the budget to the item to the budget so that you can make the most effective use of your dollars.
And Ken, your tagline right there at the top of your website, which we'll be sure to share with our listeners, is experienced, creative, and fun. And that's something I think that sort of summarizes the work that you guys do at Remrad. You create a customized solution for all of your customers, which is certainly very important because everybody While pens and post-it notes are all popular for businesses of all sizes, every business has a different budget and has a different message that they're trying to convey. Ken, what are some of the most creative items that you've seen people ask you for? And I'll provide this testimonial for you that you always say yes to. You always find that solution.
Well, you mentioned the question of budget and audience, and these are the things that I do ask my clients first. Number one, you know, obviously, how much do you want to spend? Number two, who is the audience that it is going to? Number three, what is the delivery message? Are you delivering this on a sales call, at a trade show, at a golf outing, direct mail? Is there a theme or a message that you're trying to deliver? And when do you need it? And then we help you pick that right item. I had one client who said to me, I want to reach CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, and I want to buy 525-cent pens. And I said, that's ridiculous. You should be buying 55-dollar pens because you've got a better chance of those CEOs using it. So you have to know who that audience is, and then the theme and the budget, and then it is my job with 37 years of experience and thousands of suppliers to choose from to find the right item for your specific needs.
That's great. And I know people might be tempted to just jump and Google and search around for items, but you certainly benefit from the experience of somebody like Ken looking and finding the solutions for you. So, Ken Dermer, you mentioned a few examples of reasons that small business owners might contact you. You mentioned a golf outing as an example. Aside for the promotional products, there's what you wear as well. Does Remred provide the custom apparel as well?
Yes, we can. We can do golf shirts, golf hats. We can do golf towels. We even do socks. Anything that you can think of that you would like branded with your logo, we can do that for you.
That's great. And trade shows. So I know now we're in summer season, but coming up over the next few months, everybody's going to be inundated with invitations to shows for their industry. And Ken, our listeners need to stand out. So let me jump through a few ideas with you and find out what you can do. Can you help create a look for the exhibit of a business, like tablecloths and maybe the pop-up signage type solutions?
We can do everything for a trade show, from the booth to the tablecloth to the giveaways to the uniforms, anything to brand your company and make you stand out at the trade show. We can do advanced mailings so that people want to stop by your booth when they come to that show. We can do post-mailings so that the follow-up after a trade show is really the most important. So we can help you with that, too, to make sure that the time that you spent at that trade show and the investment that you made is not thrown away.
Well, that's important. So once again, Ken Dermer of Remred, we appreciate the advice. You have the lowest prices often in the industry, but more importantly, the creative solutions, which is important. And probably more important than that is a great guy that genuinely cares about your business. And it's not just about selling promotions, it's about giving the ideas as well. And I've known Ken for a while, local company, and does great work. So Ken, I want to make sure our listeners can find you online, as well as, of course, give you a call to discuss their needs, start planning some of those giveaways for end of the year, for the trade shows and for holidays. You can never start planning too soon. Ken Dermer, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, you can go to the website, which is www.remred.com. And of course, you can call us at 847-677-1999. My extension is 22, and I'd be happy to help you. Yes, one of the biggest season in our industry is the holiday gift season. And to thank those customers, you know, 20% of your clients give you 80% of your business. So you do want to make sure that they know that they are appreciated, and you thank them and keep your name in front of them for the year long.
That's fantastic. Remred.com. And I know you have a small selection spotlighted on the website, but through all of your 3,000 suppliers. You have over 300,000 products that your customers can choose from. Ken Dermer, we appreciate your time. After the break, I'm going to be providing more tips, advice, and information. We're powered by Tandem HR. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. Once again, Chicago, don't touch that dial. Lots more for you after the break.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols. One of our startup technology clients needed to hire account executives to generate more business and get their product to market. As a young company, they didn't have the budget to hire an internal recruiting staff, so we presented our fixed cost solution where they utilized our internal recruiters as their offsite recruiting team. Clients benefit because we're using our resources and recruiting expertise to find top salespeople they need to hire. We give them guarantees that no other search firm does. Win-win for all.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
Global unrest, political uncertainty, economic policy changes. If only you had a crystal ball to predict how the stock market's going to perform, what would that look like? You'd have all your finances in top shape and be prepared for anything the market throws at you. Sound impossible? Not with Online Trading Academy. They'll help you get all the inside info to make those informed decisions so you can become your own expert. It's easy to get started. Just call 888-984-TRADE to receive two free passes to a half-day workshop at Online Trading Academy's Lombard Training Center. You'll learn how to start calling the shots so you can make money when the markets go up, down, or sideways. Again, this is a free seminar with limited seating, so call now. 888-984-TRADE or register online at otaclass.com. Mention AM560 and get a free home video study course valued at $247 just for attending. Learn from the pros and reserve your seat today.
Well, I've certainly learned a lot today from all of our guests. We started the show with Marty Swedberg talking about productivity and success, Linda Collins from the North Shore Senior Center, Scott Katt from Yellow Pages Direct, and just finished our great conversation with Ken Dermer of REMRED. Lots to learn in, and more importantly, put into practice in your small business week this week. It's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. So I know many of you are planning your summer vacations. Maybe you've already gone on one of those, but many of our listeners I know are getting ready to try to get away for just a few days during the beautiful weather that only lasts for a very short amount of time here in Chicago. So I wanted to provide a few tips on how to create a vacation message that will serve your clients and prospects and let you embrace every second of your well-deserved time off. Skip all the dates. You know what I mean? I'm on vacation from this date to that date. It causes confusion. Instead, simply state when you'll be back at work. I'll be back at my desk on Monday, July 25th. Say something like that. Again, don't make people mark down on their calendar the dates that you'll be gone. They don't really care. Be honest. You're going on vacation. You deserve to enjoy it without work interruptions. We all deserve this. And often it's essential to health and creativity. So don't say you're monitoring and returning messages unless you mean it. Sometimes you do mean it, and you could say that. But be honest, if you're not going to be checking messages and you really don't want to return the messages, your tone of voice betrays you when this isn't true. And I know that you're not going to call me back. Speak slowly and repeat. Many vacation messages include the option to contact someone else, which is great customer service. But it's totally defeated if the information is given so quickly that neither the name nor phone number can be understood. As a rule, we're not prepared to take a message when we make outbound calls. Take this into consideration, stating names and phone numbers slowly and clearly. At the same speed it would take you to write that information down. Then say them again so your caller can check what they've written down and sound happy. After all, while I'm listening to your message, you are on vacation. Enjoy your phone work, your vacation, and remember to put those practices into place. In the spirit of practicing what I preach, I'm going to repeat it again. Skip all the dates, be honest, speak slowly, and repeat. and sound happy about your vacation. After all, it is vacation. We are the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, and a company that knows a thing or two about small business jobs and entrepreneurship are our good friends at Tandem HR. And I encourage you, pick up the phone, give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. Visit their website, tandemhr.com, tandemhr.com. They have a great blog with lots of information about the Affordable Care Act, as well as some of the new overtime labor laws that are being put into practice. And one thing that I've been following locally in Chicago is the shutdown of the Land of Lincoln Health Insurance Exchange. And it's been in the Chicago Tribune a lot over the past week. And health insurance is something that many business owners try to take on their own. They try to figure things out on their own. They try to shop around for the best deals. They try to make sure that they are going to stay in compliance of the complicated world, which is the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. But I want to share a little secret with you. No matter how much you know, you don't know enough, and you can't possibly try to do it on your own. You are a small business owner, after all. You are focused on trying to run your business, trying to focus on providing the services and the products that your customers need. So outsource and save. Outsource to the experts at Tandem HR on all matters like HR, employment, health insurance. You'll be happy that you did. Once again, tandemhr.com, and give them a call, 630-928-0510. And be sure to check out my website at shalomkline.com, shalomkline.com. That's where you can download podcasts of past shows, including this week's show with guests like Marty Swedberg, Linda Collins, Scott Catt, and Ken Dermer. And you'll get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show, all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. That website again, shalomkline.com. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much for listening.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet.